Here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and you. Yours.
You, hey, good you, day to you, you and you.
You. You know who you are.
And you, hey. And you, and you, all of you. Good day to all freaking of you out there. Now, great news, everybody. Great news. The New World Screwworm. You might not know what that is. Well, guess what? Man. It is officially now in the United States. So what is the New World Screwworm? Well, it used to be the nickname for my penis, but no, a screwworm is a flesh-eating parasite that usually targets cows. But a guy, who may or may not look like a cow, visited Central America and brought it back to the good old U.S. of A. Very cool. Now, he's not the first person to contract the parasite, of course. A different guy, he suffered weekly migraines. Well, the cause, he had multiple tapeworms in his brain. Turns out that he ate undercooked bacon. Side note, the next time they ask you, would you like it crispy, just say yes. Damn. Then there's the Florida woman who went on her honeymoon and got back to Florida with an itchy groin. What was the problem? Oh, it was just a maggot that had embedded itself in her upper thigh. And then there's the man with the itchy eye as a result of a dozen fly larvae squirming around. Now, speaking of eyes, a guy in Vietnam, he had a 3-inch chopstick stuck behind his eyeball. He didn't notice it for 3 weeks. So I know you're asking yourself, how do you not notice a chopstick in your eye for 3 weeks? Well, I don't know. But it's probably the same way a guy in Tanzania did not notice a knife blade in his chest for 8 years. But let's face it, things happen. And today we want to talk about those times that maybe a foreign object, living or not, ended up on the inside of you or someone you know. Or maybe you just went somewhere and didn't really feel too good afterwards, and you kind of had to think back to how did this happen to me before the doctors told you what the problem was. And that's what today's question is, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Air Restoration. We want to know, how did you get that thing that you got?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the men's room at KISW.com. All of us, y'all, it's away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,378. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. You probably already guessed that, and we kicked it off with Nickelback.
Yeah!
It's going to be a good show today. Our categories today. We have the 10 deadliest animals in the world. And we have for you the 10... Well, each state's most dangerous animal in the United States.
So what, are you going to just give them the state and they guess, or what?
Yeah, I'm going to kind of give you an idea of what would more than likely be the most deadly animal in that state.
Are they, like, real animals, or is this, like, mosquito stuff?
It is not mosquito stuff in the United States. It is, however, mosquito stuff around the world.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's no doubt about
that.
Or,
as we say, Africa.
I mean, you hopefully you know that mosquitoes kill more people around the world than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Based on malaria and other things. But bastards. If you were to say to yourself, I wonder what animal would kill more people in Florida, what would you think?
Sharks? Gators?
Yep. See, that's the ballgame we're playing.
Snakes?
Now, when we go to Hawaii, it's definitive.
Sure.
When we go to Alaska, it's absolutely definitive.
Bears. Bears.
But one particular bear.
Yeah, grizzly.
Grizzly bear.
So that's kind of the way we're going to try to do this category.
All right.
So I'm going to try to give you something that's within reason. You know, like, because,
sure.
You know, maybe sometimes, like, I don't know, Iowa, you go, Iowa.
Boredom.
All right. I mean, what animal is killing you there? But, but there's a lot. There's a lot of different animals that kill people across this great nation of ours. And it just depends on where you live. Texas, I think you're going to have a hard time getting.
All right. Fair enough.
So those are the two categories. Coming up with your guess is as good as mine. And we'll play that for you about 4:30 today on the program. And today we're going to talk about how you got that thing that you got. And we begin with a story of a guy from Maryland who went down to Central America. The New World Screwworm. Sounds like something out of a nightmare, they say. And it's officially now in the United States. The Department of Health and Human Services, just yesterday, confirmed the first human case of the flesh-eating parasite in the country.
Cool.
Now, the case is travel associated. The Maryland resident had recently returned from traveling in Central America. Sources initially said the person had been in Guatemala, but the official announcement indicates it was El Salvador.
How did they mess that up? Where were you? I was in Guatemala. Say he was in El Salvador. Okay.
Yeah. Are they close?
I mean, they're close, but, like, if you ask me the question of where were, especially when you say, hey, Mr. Hill, you have a flesh-eating parasite. Where were you? If I say Guatemala, good chance I was in Guatemala. And they're like, we're going to go ahead and say El Salvador. Yep.
The risk to the public is very low, but this is the first human case of travel-associated New World screwworm.
Is there like an old world screwworm? Like Miasis. The old screwworm or something?
It is a parasitic infestation of fly larvae. From the outbreak, affected country identified. So, yes, I guess he did have his outbreak here in the United States.
Right.
Now, the statement reads, decades after it nearly eradicated the parasitic fly, which largely does threaten cattle, U.S. is now fighting to keep it out after it was detected just 700 miles south of Texas and moving north. Now, no cases in animals in the U.S. have been confirmed this year, but the beef industry is on high alert. Now, here's what goes down. The parasitic fly lays eggs in open wounds on any warm-blooded animal, and the hundreds of screw worm larvae then hatch, and they feed on your flesh and will kill their hosts if not treated. Now, human infestation, they say, is rare, but an outbreak in Texas could cost the state economy $1.8 billion thanks to livestock losses, according to expert estimates.
Do cattle just have more open wounds than your average mammal?
I'm not sure.
Right, because I'm just thinking, like, you go to Guatemala, El Salvador, obviously not every animal there is a cow. Dogs, cats, you name it, whatever's indigenous to the area, warm-blooded mammals, but they target cows. Like, are cows clumsy? Do they just have cuts all over their body? Like, what's going on with cows that they're easy target?
Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know.
If you have an open wound, they're going to lay the egg in there, whatever you are.
Mm-hmm.
But predominantly cows.
Maybe they just like cows.
I know, but it still doesn't have an open wound. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's, that's well, the whole thing.
Right, I'm just saying, it goes into any mammal with an open wound, correct?
Warm-blooded mammal, yeah.
Well, so, yeah. It might just like cows more. Like, you're a carnivore. You can eat any meat you want.
Sure.
But you probably have one you prefer.
Yeah, I do.
So maybe this fly
but
is
I'm
like...
But I'm saying, if I'm trying to perpetuate life, right? I mean, they're just laying eggs to keep life going on, man. It just, I don't know, I guess cows are just cut up, bruised, clumsy, tripping. Mm-hmm. Who the hell knows? Skin knees.
Well, yeah, and you're moving them around. There's fences. There's posts.
Barbed wire fence.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
I don't know either. I got, you know what?
It just seems like any animal would have a wound somewhere, but for whatever reason, cows are like, dear, they're clumsy.
The one thing that I got, my buddy got a deer. We're probably 14, 15 years old, whatever. Mm. So you got to gut the deer if you're going to try to haul this thing out. We're pretty far in. So we knew we had a long way to carry this thing. So we gutted it when we were out there.
Yeah.
And then we started bringing it back. And I got ringworm. So I had something living on my chest.
Now, what does ringworm do other than skeeve you out and just sound gross?
It burrows underneath your skin.
But I mean, does it cause problems after that?
It's just really itchy.
Okay, I mean, so that's the main thing.
It irritates your skin, and it's incredibly itchy.
All right.
I still have scarring from it.
And then what do they just give you, like, a Z-Pack or something?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think at the time... Yeah, they must. I know I got shots for sure. All I don't think I got antibiotics. Okay. Or that antibiotic might have been in the shot.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how that worked. But I do know I did have to go to the hospital, and that was the only way I could get rid of it. And they gave me a topical cream.
Sure.
That I also used, which I believe was a steroid.
Well, right, because it's a fungus. It's not an actual worm.
Oh, that's a fungus.
Yeah, well, it grows underneath your skin.
Correct.
So it's not a worm, it's a fungus.
Right, I'm just looking it up now. So basically, that deer already had it.
Yes.
So when you guys touched its flesh or got near its flesh infected, it got passed on to you guys.
See, my interpretation of ringworm is because they say worm.
I figured it's a worm.
Some kind of little
thing. Like,
but isn't ringworm kind of popular, unfortunately? I think you get it in wrestling, too, because the mats aren't clean.
That, if it's a fungus, that would make sense.
Or MRSA.
Yeah, MRSA.
Well, MRSA is worse, right.
I've heard of people
MRSA
that.
MRSA is worse.
Well, remember the Commanders for a couple years there? They had like 2 or 3 MRSA outbreaks, and the NFL was like, what are you guys doing? Like, clean the equipment.
Was that another Snyder?
Sure yes, it was. Of course.
That is why, because he's not going to spend a dime on anything.
Could you imagine walking into that guy's house? I mean, it's a billion-dollar pigsty.
No, because he has someone clean it. I think if he did not have a cleaner, it would be absolutely disgusting.
Right, he's probably not cheap to himself.
Oh, I'm
he's
sure.
Cheap to his employees and,
and
Stephanie
Fairley. Fair enough.
Right. And
fair
the fans.
Yeah.
Everybody
expired,
else.
Pizza delivery
didn't
guy.
He sell expired beer at the stadium?
Expired beer, stale peanuts. And he knew it. It's not like, hey, we did an investigation. And he said, oh, my God. It was like, no. Buy the stale beer because I get it on the cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I upsell it because it's an NFL game. So you sell it for whatever you sell it for. Same
so
thing
he was buying the beer that had already expired from
if you have a friend that works for a beer distributor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, those dates are real. So sometimes they'll be like, hey, it's out of date, but if you want it, I can give it to you as we can't sell it.
And I guarantee he made a bad deal.
Right. He must have gone over the top and said, I don't care. Sell me all that stuff for cheaper and I'll sell it.
Well, they say it's not necessarily bad.
It's not bad.
It's just that it changes the taste profile of the way the beer is supposed to taste.
Exactly.
So if you get a Bud Light,
you're not going to get sick.
It's not going to taste like Bud Light.
Yeah.
It's not going to have the same taste. Which is weird. You go to McDonald's and you taste the hamburger. It tastes like a McDonald's hamburger.
Well, they're not selling the old beef.
This would not be, it would not taste like a McDonald's hamburger.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. Now we stay here in Seattle. Public Health Seattle King County has issued a warning for residents and visitors to avoid swimming at six popular local beaches due to high bacterial levels and a sewage spill. The affected beaches include Madison Park in Seattle. Houghton Beach in Kirkland. Idlewood in Redmond, Luther Burbank on Mercer Island, and Gene Colan in Renton. Officials said there are high bacterial levels at those beaches. Additionally, Mount Baker Beach, closed because of the poop. King County conducts regular water testing at these locations. They'll reopen the beaches once the bacterial levels return to safe standards. Based on that time frame, summer's going to be over.
Yeah, summer will be done by then.
It is what it
is. It hasn't been super hot, but it's been dry this summer, so I feel like that's bound to happen. With that much sun and
not a lot of rain moving around.
Not a lot of rain.
Like
well, some bacteria is going to start growing.
I mean, I'm glad they let us know. But, you know, there's people out there that are still toweling off when they get this news. Like, I'm sorry, what now?
Great.
Yeah, right? Like, people are probably there this weekend and they're like, oh, now it's closed.
So our question, how did you get the thing that you got? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ian. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going?
Hola.
Hola.
So what did you get?
So it was about 10, 15 years ago. I was living in Arizona. Let's just say I pissed the wrong person off and ended up getting a .22 caliber in the back of my head.
Oh, dang. What did you do? What happened?
He thought I was sleeping with his girlfriend, and I didn't realize he was really more of a gangster than I thought he was.
Okay, were you sleeping with his girlfriend?
Yeah, did you know his girlfriend?
In all fairness, yes, I was.
He thought correct. So he did think you were because you were. All right.
Yep.
And where did he confirm?
He walked into a party and came up behind me and just popped me right in the back of the head.
With a .22.
With a .22.
That's an interesting weapon of choice for a party, isn't it?
I mean, did he get arrested being that he walked into a party with multiple witnesses and shot you?
Have no clue because I was unconscious at that point and I woke up in the hospital.
How old were you?
I was 27.
Okay.
All right.
How far did the bullet go in?
It actually didn't go through my skull.
So your skull stopped the bullet?
Yeah. The doctor told me, he's like, you're lucky you have a thick skull. Otherwise, you'd be dead right now. I'm like,
yeah, I got shot in the head, doc.
So did the guy get charged with attempted murder?
I believe so. I have not heard anything about it because I moved away from there after that, right after I got out of the hospital.
How long between the time you got out of the hospital and you moved?
Less than a month.
I was going to say, that had to be the driving force behind you moving, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm saying. Was this guy still on the run?
As far as I knew, yes.
So they never got him. You're in the hospital. You've been shot in the back of the head. Okay, all right.
I peaced out and disappeared because I was like, not trying to play with that.
It's probably a good idea you left because think about it like this. You walk into a party with a bunch of people watching you. You shoot someone in the back of the head. This guy's confident enough in his badassness that none of them are going to talk to the cops. Not a single one of them. That's the guy you don't mess with.
That guy.
Did you know?
I didn't even know it was that. I didn't even know it was like that. I never met him.
Did you know that she had a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you had never seen or met this guy before, right?
Nope.
So how do you think he found out that you were the guy sleeping with his girlfriend?
I think she just got pissed off at me and ran her mouth and said something.
All right. Now, did he know who you... I mean, how did he know who you were if you never had met him before? In other words, he walks into this party. Let's say there's 25 people.
Which one of you are sleeping with my girlfriend?
Exactly. I guess you don't know this, but someone had to point you out or something.
Yeah, somebody pointed me out. I'm just not sure who.
And how long are you in the hospital?
Oh, a couple weeks.
You have no idea what this guy looks like. You've never met him to this day.
I've never met him.
If there was a lineup.
I couldn't tell you. I, like, I got a quick glimpse of him very briefly right before. Yeah, I just saw him walking in, and he looked like a little Hispanic gangster-looking like guy, and I just kind of blew him off, and I turned around, and next thing you know, everything was black.
Okay. No, he shot it in the head.
So, did you ever talk to the girlfriend again? Or his girlfriend? Or your girl that you were seeing?
No. No, I never saw her again. I just left the city, left the state, and moved back home, started over again, because I was like, man, that's a dumb mess up if I'm getting shot by some guy's girlfriend.
Well, sleeping with his girlfriend. Not that you should be shot for that, but, you know, people have adverse reactions to these things. Do you have any, like, permanent scarring from it or anything?
You can actually feel the bullets, though, because they said they would have to break my skull to get it out. So
so the bullet is in your head? A little bit. All right, so what if, like, say something happens. I don't know, man. You got to go to the doctor, and they have to give you an MRI. And you tell them, like, look, bro, I can't do it.
Is lead, is that? I don't know. Is lead a metal?
I don't know if it's magnetic, but...
I don't know.
It's a metal. I don't know if it's magnetic.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Do you know?
I would tell them before I did it, though, definitely.
Do you set up the alarm or the detector at the airport?
Yes.
You do?
Really?
All right. I got a metal in my ankle, too, so.
What's in your ankle?
Titanium screws.
Oh, okay. So you just messed up your ankle.
So is it the screws setting it off, or is it the bullet in your head setting it off?
I think the bullet is, because that's lead. Those are titanium.
Okay, and do you have, like, weird conversations with TSA? Like, look, I know this is going to sound ridiculous. There's a bullet in my head, man.
I just, like, look, right here. See this? It's a bullet. They're like, they take the wand, go across it, and they're like, oh, yep, that's metal.
Huh. All right, now let me ask you. Has anything, since this happened, has anything changed as far as the way that your brain, you believe, works?
No, not that I know of.
Okay.
Was it working good before?
Right. I mean, like, you can't speak like fluid Portuguese or anything weird like that. Or sometimes, you know, like, if the microwave's on, you start drooling. Nothing like that.
I bet his penis meat is a little bit broader.
One more random question. Like, was the chick hot enough worth getting shot in the head for?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
How did you meet this? Was this a work acquaintance?
College. ASU.
Oh, at Arizona State?
Yeah, you're going to Arizona State and you get shot in the back of the head.
Well, you moved to Vegas.
Yeah, she was a little Hispanic girl, just a hot little number that was barely dressed all the time because of the heat, and it just...
It's ASU, man. ASU is notorious for hot chicks.
They have a pool on campus, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
I don't remember much of college.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you should. Yeah. Yeah. ASU, that's a place to go, man.
Oh, Tempe.
Mm. Yeah, good times. Our question, how did you get that thing that you got? 206-803-ROCK. Big news. Apparently, we got our Facebook page back.
Yeah,
the men's room. What did it take, 2 years?
Yeah, something like that.
3 years.
And a whole lot of madness with Meta.
Wow. But it's back.
We're back, baby.
I don't even want to know what the hell happened.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole lot of traffic is what happened.
I just know that Castle came up to us maybe 6 months after and went, you guys haven't posted anything to Facebook. Like, we can't get in it.
Yeah.
Months after that.
Locked out.
You guys have not posted anything to Facebook. Guys, we're locked out and we do not know why. Right. And you contacted Facebook, right?
I contacted Facebook. I contacted our tech team and was like, hey, we're locked out of our Facebook. And I contacted somebody that I thought could help get it done. Then I was told, that's not their position, so don't talk to them about that. I said, okay, so where do I need to go with this? End of communication. Done. There were so many doggone dead ends and roadblocks that I myself ran into. Then it got on Castle's radar. Then all of a sudden, we're getting it done.
Yeah, what do you know?
That's what happened to my Instagram. I cannot get into the damn thing.
Well, it's gone.
No, I got hacked.
Oh, no.
Oh, but really? I did see you put up a picture. Where was the bar you were at that had the men's room IPA?
That was down at O'Malley's in Tacoma, right off of 6th.
O'Malley's. I was in Tacoma this weekend as well, the Beach Tavern. My buddy Manny was tabbing it while I was in there Sunday morning getting some breakfast. Yes. It's like, it's time. I was like, all right, man. They just got in there.
So my buddy Ben Dragovan was drinking them.
Is that right?
Nice.
Yeah. I love it.
Steve.
Steve, you do anything with the beer?
I mean, I drank a couple this weekend.
There you go.
Yeah.
But people who are still trying it for the first time.
And a six pack.
They're loving it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people out there who still haven't had the beer yet.
It's a good beer.
It really is.
And I'll say it again. I know you don't like IPAs. Neither did I. And I like this one.
Well, do us a favor. If you're out and you see the beer, let us know. Like, take a picture of it. And then we'll put it up on the Facebook. And that way we can spread the word
a little bit more.
On the Facebooks.
Yeah. Feels weird to say it.
It really does.
We're back.
Better Facebook.
Ah-ha. Welcome to 21st century.
That's right. On to the question, how did you get that thing you got? We start with the story of the worm that eats your skin. And now we have this one. A parasitic tapeworm. The larvae has been found in a man's brain following weeks of worsening migraines, which researchers believe were caused by his consumption of undercooked bacon.
I always thought the tapeworm specifically went to your colon or your anus or whatever, wherever the food goes. Because isn't the idea that basically they kind of eat what you eat? Right? You eat food, they, on the way out, they're kind of getting their,
I don't know.
Look, when I was a little kid, my brother, this is back when we just had encyclopedias, so it wasn't like we're online, and he asked me if I'd heard of a tapeworm. I'm like, 7. I'm like, no, and I started laughing, because to me, there were tape, there's tape, then there's worms, like earthworms. And he's like, he's explaining what this thing is, then he explains what they do, he explains where you find them, and I'm just not believing him. And he opens up this book and shows me a picture. That was it for me. For about the next 8 years, I was paranoid about tapeworms, not because of what they do. I just didn't want anything that looked like that inside of my body.
52-year-old man was experiencing weekly migraines that were unresponsive to any medication. So he denied traveling to high-risk areas for food security and lived at home with his wife and a cat in their modern home. Upon further questioning, the man revealed that he did have a preference for very lightly cooked, non-crispy bacon, which he ate for most of his life. Now, following a CT scan on
fat.
The man...
He was eating fat.
Pretty much. See, that's the worst way for me to enjoy bacon. I know everybody has their own ways of liking it. I like it just a little bit crispy. I mean, I don't mind if it's got a fat bubble here or there.
Correct.
But I don't want it just like almost like lightly cooked.
No.
I don't mind if it's like you're saying, like not like I'm not an extra crispy guy, but I also like you want the fat to kind of like mostly have rendered so you can eat it.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to crunch in my mouth a little.
Following a CT scan on the man, Florida researchers found numerous fluid-filled sacs of cystic foci in his brain. Mm. Foci.
What is foci? Is that like Popeye's brother?
F-O-C-I? Or is it Foshi?
It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
If it's full of maggots, it's not cool.
If you know it, it's not good.
That's a good point.
Yes. With no mass effects of possible tumors growing in his brain, a buildup of fluid in brain cavities, researchers were suspicious for congenital neurological cysts. After being admitted to the hospital, the man tested positive for cysticercosis cyst antibodies. He was diagnosed with neurocysticercosis, a preventable parasitic infection caused by larval systems from the pork tapeworm Taenia solium.
Just say tapeworm. Why do they make this so difficult? You can tell, look, if I'm the patient, right, and they give me all that Latin phrasing for, well, we found a foci of the heart. I go, all right, what does that mean? It means you got worms in your head. That's all I need to know.
Here you go. Here's human speak. Once the eggs make their way into the body, they hatch and become the larvae, which sometimes then lodge themselves in your brain, in turn causing neurocysticercosis. Symptoms of the disease may vary depending on the location of the lesions, number of parasites, and the host immune response, according to the CDC.
I can't believe you're not a doctor.
I can't either.
When you can give the diagnosis, all right, man, we figured out your problem. You have neurocysticercosis.
Believe it or not, 1,000 people get this stuff a year in the United States.
And it's predominantly undercooked
from
pork.
From pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Epilepsy, headaches, dizziness. Stroke, all side effects.
I feel like sometimes the doctor, too, when he uses one of those fancy words, like I wish I had a sign and could just look at him and go, okay, from 1 to 10, how bad is it?
Mm-hmm. That's or just what do we call it, right? Because there's like a technical name for a nosebleed, a headache, hiccup, you name it. There is a term. But doctors, and I don't know if they do it just so they can feel smart in that moment. Oh, you have a chronic case of blah, blah, blah. What does that mean? You're having a coughing fit. Okay. Same thing, like brain freeze. There's a technical name for it.
Right.
Just say brain freeze, brother.
I did appreciate it. I went to the doctor last winter, something like that. I had some sort of skin thing that was going on. I couldn't quite explain.
What is a skin thing?
It was just all of a sudden I was getting these little spots that were showing up on my skin. That
dry patches kind of?
Not really. They didn't itch. They weren't exactly flaking or anything like that, but it was just very unsightly. It was gross looking, right? So right. Luckily it was in the wintertime so I could wear long sleeves. So nobody really knew about it, but I needed to go and get it checked out. She diagnosed me with pityriasis, I believe is what it's called.
Pityriasis.
Sick come from your armpit.
And she says, no, it's your skin has a cold. You'll be fine.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you for simplifying.
Okay, I was waiting for you to answer because I've been getting spots on my neck, right?
So, gotcha.
They're not dry. They don't itch. Nothing like that, right? And right. I didn't even know they were there. My wife's like, what's on your neck? I said, skin? So right. I looked in the mirror and I'm like, I don't feel this. You can't even feel it, like to your fingers, kind of. Whatever.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes away. And she's like, you should see a doctor. And I'm like, you're right, but it's not my testicles.
That's right.
So, I mean, like, here's the thing. It does not cause me discomfort. No one really notices until you point it out. And I'm like, ah.
And that was the thing, is that it was spreading. Like, I couldn't, they said it usually erupts from one area.
All right.
But it was only from the waist up. It never went below the waist. So I didn't
How unsightly
care.
Are you down there?
Very.
Even it's like, so, we ain't going down there.
Did it make it to the weenus?
No. Okay. It just stayed above the waist. Right, it was all in my stomach and my back and in my
so
side.
So why'd you go to the doctor?
My wife based told up, me to.
There it is.
How did you get that thing that you got? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so the story starts. I had a birthday party, and I got... had a little special birthday present from a lady friend of mine. I ended up getting a case of scabies.
What? Scabies? Is your girlfriend a deer? Like, how did...
Well, he didn't say his girlfriend. He said a friend of his.
Oh, that's a good point. Was your friend a deer? How did you get scabies from this person?
So, it's a sexually transmitted disease. But I had known her for a while. A birthday party, we were drinking, and, one thing led to another, and it happened, and then, a few weeks went by.
But that wasn't from genital contact, right?
I believe it was. I can't be positive, but...
It probably was. I'm looking, it says, just real quick, scabies, intensely itchy skin condition caused by microscopic mites. They'll burrow into the skin and lay eggs, but it's spread through direct... prolonged skin-to-skin contact.
Are you putting in work?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, earlier when I said ringworm, I meant scabies. I just totally realized that when he said that. I was like, that's what I had.
You had sex with that deer?
I had scabies. Yeah, Jesus. Pretty much.
Hey,
yeah,
look, yeah. Brandon, I'm going to tell you right now.
It was burning under my skin.
You and Miles both got scabies. I prefer your way of getting scabies. How do they treat it?
So, I ended up going to a doctor. I was actually terrified, right? I don't know what's going on, but I knew something was wrong.
Was it on your genitalia specifically?
Yeah, that's how I figured it out.
Yeah.
So I go to the doctor, and the lady walks me back. And she ends up being a nurse, and it's already awkward in there. She tells me to drop my pants. I drop them, and the first words out of her mouth are, "Oh my, I'm going to have to go get the doctor."
Oh my.
Oh my.
That's a terrible reaction to seeing someone's pants, isn't it?
Oh, you're effed.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh my.
So let me ask you a question. Was this her idea, like, hey, it's your birthday, I'll give you some sex?
Yeah, 100%. I had no idea it was coming. And at the time, I thought it was great.
How come I've never had that in my life?
Of course you think it's great at the time.
I've been here for 55 years. Now, granted, a lot of those were non-sexual years. Like, frequently. But still, I've never had just a random friend say, it's your birthday. Why don't we just go kick some boots here for a minute?
Because I didn't want to give you scabies. So how long after you had sex with her did you start showing signs of scabies?
Just a few weeks. It started with some itching and stuff. But what really got my attention was, when I looked down and I saw some not-so-pleasant spots down there, and it's like, I think I need to go get checked out.
That's the worst.
And then how long is the treatment to get rid of the scabies?
I was actually, when I brought myself to get in there and get checked, they just gave me this body cream. I mean, a big tube of stuff the directions. I put it on from my chin down, and I had to sleep with gloves, socks.
So you wouldn't itch.
Yeah, right. And then you just put it on your skin for one night. You go to sleep, leave it on there for 8 hours, and then showered the next day. And within about 48 hours, I quit itching, and I started to clear up.
Did you reach out to this friend of yours and say, hey, man, go to the doctor, you got scabies?
Yeah, 100%. And it wasn't just her. It was her friend, too. It was a whole deal. But
well, she should have invited her friend in with you then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you're going to get it. Yeah. It's your birthday.
Did she think that you gave them to her, or did she know that she had them?
I don't really recall, but I knew that it was like, hey, I just want to let you know this is what happened, so you might want to get checked. And turned out, her and her friend both had it. So maybe they didn't tell me. I don't know. But that was the last time I ever did that.
All right. I was going to ask again. Like, was it worth a couple days of itching?
No, not at all. The moment I realized something was wrong, I don't care how good looking she is. That was not worth it.
Well, how good looking was she?
Great body, right? But a little bit of a butterface.
Huh? Oh, wow.
A great body.
But okay. I want you to think about this, all right? Now, we've had two calls or something happen because of sex. Now, this dude, he got scabies. Not the end of the world, right? You're going to freak out at first. They treat it. It's gone. Would you do it again? No. First guy I called has a bullet lodged in the back of his head, all right? Would you do it again? He's like, yeah.
He said it was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Jesus. I think we understand the difference.
And that level of itching. Like, one time I got sunburned so bad, I got, like, I don't know, like third-degree burns or something. God. But the problem is, like, the next day, it itched so bad, but you couldn't, like, itch it because it hurt. So, I mean, I spent all day, like, getting in and out of a shower, this and that. My brother's like, what is going on? I said, I can't explain how bad it is. So, finally, my mom took me to the emergency room, and they're like, all right, you do have third-degree burns.
Damn, man.
They were like, we can't do much for the itching. And I was like, you know, I'm probably, like, 16. I'm like, I haven't slept in a day. And they literally just knocked me out, like, gave me something to...
Right, so you can sleep.
They were like, take this, and then go to sleep, and hopefully in the morning it won't itch as bad.
How long did it last, the bad itching?
Like 3 days.
God.
It was awful. And again, it was one of those days, there was like a haze or something.
Sun's not really...
Right, I'm in a pool, like, oh, I don't need suntan lotion. Wrong.
Mm-hmm. Wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Ted, I was 10 or 12 years old, I went down to Key West with my dad, and I fell asleep because we drove from Tampa to Key West, and you know, I was just tired. So at the pool, I just fell, you know, flat on my face, went to sleep on the chair. My feet, the bottom of my feet.
Yeah.
Ugh. They're white.
And now you can't walk.
And that was the most unbelievable couple of days. I mean, just horrible. I can't describe. I would rather be burned anywhere on my body. I'd rather you put out a whole pack of cigarettes on my forehead than ever have that happen again.
It was
that bad.
I've had the top horrible. Of my feet, and that was bad enough.
But the bottom is, because you don't realize how pale. I just fell asleep on my chest.
Bro, so you could be pale or not. You need to put on sunblock and all
that. But you never would think to put sunscreen on the bottom of your feet.
No, because typically they're not facing the sun.
Thank you.
Correct.
Exactly. Actually, we were in Delaware last weekend, whatever the hell it was. And before the storm hit, it was hot as F, sun's out, whatever. So kids are pretty good about putting on the sunscreen, and you make sure you get all those hard-to-reach places they're not going to think about, you know, between your shoulder blades, blah, blah, blah. So we go down to the beach. Everything's cool. And their youngest cousin, probably 6 or 7 years old, whatever, we're kind of waiting on him to get there. But he takes the longest because he's putting up a fit about whatever. About 20 minutes later, homeboy rolls down to the beach. And it looked like somebody smacked him in the face with a whipped cream pie, man.
Oh, no.
I mean, they did that to him, right? So even my son just looks like, Jesus Christ. I'm like, hey, I know he's self-conscious about it, man. Don't bring it up. So he gets out of the beach. Everyone's trying to be cool, but like, my little nephew's chatting with me, and all I can think is, I'm like, he looks like Scooby-Doo before he licks all the whipped cream off his face, man. But I
can't. How much lather did they put?
Came out there looking like Casper?
But I got, God almighty, man. I'm like.
But the little kid stuff doesn't rub in.
Is that what it is?
No, it's like that zinc stuff.
I don't.
I mean, it looked ridiculous, and I get why it's there, right? I understand, but I'm just like, homeboy looks ridiculous right now,
when I got stuck on that goddamn charcoal grill at my sister's house.
Yeah.
Right? Same thing. This is in June. It is hot and humid. Ask people when they ask you to run the grill if it's gas. But anyhow, I'm out there for 2.5 hours. So I'm like, I need sunscreen.
Yeah.
They don't have any. And then my cousin's there, and she's got like a 2-year-old. She's like, it's little kid stuff. I'm like, Kelly, I need something. But same thing, because of my hairy arms and stuff. Imagine you come outside, I'm drenched in sweat, and my arms are just white. I mean, it looked ridiculous.
So it's specifically designed to not rub in?
I don't. It must be super stronger shield. Or something. Mm-hmm. Little, because she handed it to me and said,
it's like a reflective metallic whiteness.
Like, she said, just so you know, it won't rub in all the way. And I was like, I'm sure I could rub it in. She was like, try, but it doesn't.
Okay, I just thought like the parents were being lazy or something. See, I didn't know. No. I did not know.
Oh, I bet his parents sat there and tried their hardest.
I mean, dude,
it's also extremely waterproof. So compared to like, so that kid can swim for 2 or 3 hours.
I don't even know if he can
hours.
Get wet.
Correct.
Seriously, man. Correct. This kid, like,
that's the idea.
You could dunk his ass. He wouldn't have to change his clothes, man.
Well, then there's the other end where, like, I was at a party with a pool on Saturday, and everybody's using the spray stuff.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you get in the pool, and there's just like that
sheen. Rainbow.
Yeah.
Looks like somebody dropped an oil can in there. I know.
But it was so sunny.
It smells like cocaine.
Everybody was like preparing for battle before they. It's oh, like, yeah. It's like, all I'll right, you what, take your shirt off. Somebody get my back.
I do like the smell of sunscreen.
It smells good. It smells edible.
I'm just like, oh, sunscreen.
It smells sunny, like summer.
Yeah. There's sun.
Yeah, it smells like piña colada, yeah. Man.
Well, even like, I had just like a button-up shirt, right? So like, you know, you're hanging out by the pool. You don't need to button it back up. But yeah. You're right. That shirt, even though I know it's dirty, I was like, smells nice.
I know.
All the sunscreen.
How did you get that thing you got? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Juan. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, brothers?
Hola.
Hola, que pasa, masa? Anyway, tried the Doritos with lemon yet? Because I've called them multiple times and I've told you to try it.
Wait, the flaming Doritos?
No, just regular Doritos. I guarantee my family made that recipe up.
You're convinced that so your family came up with the original Doritos. Recipe.
You guys were supposed to try them out.
They're hard to find. You're talking about the original corn chip with nothing on them?
Nothing on them, just... plain nacho Doritos with lemon. We've talked about this multiple times.
Oh, yeah. With lemon.
Okay. Right.
I mean, I was eating fruit yesterday with tahini on it.
Very close.
Oh, no. So what we do is just the lemon and regular nacho Doritos and then hot sauce and whatever we do with it.
Yep.
But anyway, let's get down to business. I have a whole tractor engine in my elbow. How's that sound?
A whole tractor engine in your elbow.
So I was getting off a tractor when I was 5 years old. And remember, this is the 80s. So this is when the John Deere tractors had the exposed motors open, you know. And my sweater got caught on a bolt. And as I'm jumping off the tractor, it whipped me into the motor and my sweater got caught in the fan belt. Ooh. That whipped me to the fan itself and it chopped up my elbow.
So how's your elbow now?
Oh, I can still use it. I mean, it's functional. But, I mean, at 5 years old, they thought I lost my arm. Because, remember, everything back then was polyester. So
oh, yeah.
It just melted. And I was lucky in that case because it melted and seared all the nerves.
Hmm.
So I couldn't feel it.
I guess that's good.
Better than losing my elbow, right?
Yeah, fair enough.
So, as my dad tells me, because, you know, I was five, apparently I cussed out the nurse, told her to put her ass to work and just slap a Band-Aid on it, but it took 88 stitches to start sewing it from the inside out.
Damn.
And then they closed it, wrapped me up, and, you know, being 5 years old, you know, you play and whatnot. And I was at my grandma's house and on a swing and fell off the swing and that thing busted open again. And when it busted open again, I was on the ground and I got a branch in there. So, but yeah, but it's crazy. I mean, the things that you can live through and.
Why were you on a tractor at 5 years old?
So, we were migrant farmers when I was younger.
Right.
My dad was a migrant farmer. We kind of went up and down from Washington to Texas, just following the farms. And, I mean, that was nature. You grew up on a tractor or on a field. So,
yeah,
what happened was. My dad jumped off and he was like, don't follow me. He was going to go check the combine behind the tractor because people are pulling up cauliflower. But me being a kid, I want to be by my dad. And I jumped out and that was it, man. I mean, I got shredded up. I destroyed the motor. It was brand new, 2 weeks old.
That's the part your father cares about most, I guarantee you. Like, son's fine, he killed my motor.
How did you get that thing you got? 206-803-ROCK.